But you also technically won't have a vote in who represents you, because the district boundaries do not actually extend to the part of our city that's home to 40% of our families with children. So I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but East Portland does not do very well under this initiative.
Taxation without representation. I think we heard that somewhere before.
And I have to say, I've never felt more democratic than ever for not having a voice two different ways instead of just one. So you totally lost my train of thought there. I had something.
Well, we really appreciate you and the time that you've put into these issues. We appreciate your guidance to us. As Commissioner Fish said, we've got, you know, a number of suggestions sort of getting lobbed onto the table here over the next couple of months about how we structure both, you know, citizen oversight and you know, larger questions about the Bureau. So obviously we want you engaged in those. I love this suggestion about a specific works, you know, specific budget forum on rates, and having your engagement in that will be very helpful. So thank you for your willingness to do all that. This is a really critical volunteer job in the city. Unsung maybe, but still critical.
And Mayor, let me also underscore that we've had good communication and dialogue with the PERB, and there's a number of recommendations in here. I just want to underscore that we are acting on, and or either have begun to act on, or we agree with. And so we will follow up with council as we make progress on those. But there's some very thoughtful things you've suggested, and we wholeheartedly agree, and with your help, we'll make them happen.
And I think we also want to commend the City Budget Office and Ryan Kinsella, who worked alone with both, basically both bureaus, and Tess is now on board with them. They are extraordinarily helpful to PERB. And the Water Bureau has been very helpful in helping us redo our website and start to move forward and think about what we really need to do. So I just want to make sure that people understand that the City Budget Office is very useful to PERB.
Great. Any other closing points before we wrap up?
Tom, I want to echo what Catherine said, but I want to also just expand it to pretty much all of the city staff that I've worked with in the 2 years on the PERB have been extraordinarily supportive and helpful. There hasn't been, you know, the public often gets an impression that city employees are lazy or not doing a good job. I have seen absolutely none of that. I have had great response. I've seen very professional people who have handled tough situations well. The other thing I want to add is when I switched to the water committee this year and went to the first BAC meeting, one of the BAC members suggested that us two newbies get a copy of Casey Short's History of the Water System. And it's, you know, I'm not sure I want to publicly admit that, but I found it riveting. I mean, it's a great book. It's a great story. And maybe that's somehow we can use that to get the word out instead of always focusing on the cost and the rates, is to tell this great story that we have of this water system that's amazing. And that really is a way to get the debate maybe back to resilience and less about this is going to cost me a lot.
You know, I don't know why what you just said reminded me of this, but one question that I'm sometimes tempted to ask in these discussions over water and sewer rates is, if the water and sewer went away, how much would you pay to get it back?
I was just going to share this, so I really love this segue. I think we're tag-teaming very nicely. So I teach a class at PSU on Portland's water, but it looks also nationally and internationally on drinking water issues. And I start the class before any introductions, anything. I go, you have 20 minutes, break up into teams of four, and write me a scenario of 7 days without water. And I watch them. And they hit day three and they go, oh, no. And they get to day seven. It's very dystopian, I have to say. But it is the single greatest way to reach the students really fast on this is really important. They sit up and take notice for the next 10 weeks. So I'm more than happy to run sort of a workshop on that sort of thing or something. It's a very, very powerful way to get people to understand that if they didn't have it, they'd pay anything for it, and that we take it for granted. So, great segue, right?
Thank you all very much for your service.
I wanted to also thank you for your service, and also to thank Commissioner Fish. I was thinking as I was coming in today how very different this session is compared with some of over the past 5 years. And it's good to see the PERB being respected, doing really great work, and engaging with us. Particularly good to see Commissioner Fish taking leadership of both of the utility bureaus and stepping up to be a game changer. And I appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Steve.
I just don't think it can be said often enough that the commissioner has taken to these two bureaus like a fish to water.
No, jeez. we held this meeting just a moment too long.
Another rant.
He got that in.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.